This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two senior European Union officials urged the bloc's governments on Thursday to set up a rapidly deployable military force to intervene around the world, saying the crisis in Afghanistan would prove the catalyst to end years of inaction. The EU's top diplomat and its military chief said the bloc needed to react to conflicts beyond its borders, and the creation of a quote-unquote first entry force of 5,000 troops was the way forward, reducing dependence on the United States. EU defense ministers gathered for a meeting in Slovenia to discuss the fallout of the chaotic withdrawal of Western troops from Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of the country on August 15th. The EU's efforts to create such a force have been paralyzed for more than a decade, despite the creation in 2007 of a system of EU battle groups of 1,500 troops that have never been used due to disputes over funding and reluctance to deploy. Qatar is working with the Taliban to reopen Kabul's airport as soon as possible, its foreign minister said on Thursday, urging the hardline Islamists to allow Afghans to leave. The airport, the scene of a frenzied evacuation which ended with the U.S. troop withdrawal on Tuesday, is out of operation with much of its infrastructure destroyed or degraded. A Qatari technical team flew into Kabul on Wednesday to discuss reopening the airport, the first plane to land there since the evacuations. More than 123,000 foreign nationals and Afghans fled the country in the airlift operation, but many more are desperate to depart. This is VOA News. Officials in Yemen said Thursday fighting has flared up between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels in an oil-rich government stronghold, with at least 28 fighters killed in the past day. The rebels have accelerated their push to take the area in recent months, while escalating cross-border attacks on Saudi Arabia, which leads the military coalition opposing them. Thousands of fighters, mostly Houthis, have died in the offensive, with 12 government troops killed on Monday. Since then, fighting has intensified, and the Saudi-led coalition has launched dozens of airstrikes to back pro-government ground forces, according to the Houthi Media Center. Police said Thursday at least 7 people died in New York after the city was hit by flash flooding after the storm that was Hurricane Ida wreaked havoc on the Northeast United States, forcing flight cancellations and states of emergencies. Ida slammed into the southern state of Louisiana over the weekend, bringing severe flooding and tornadoes as it blazed a trail of destruction north. New York State Governor Kathy Hochul declared an emergency as the remnants of the storm caused massive flooding in New York, leaving the boroughs of Brooklyn and Queens badly hit. Streets were transformed into rivers, while the city's subway stations were also flooded. Hundreds of flights have been canceled at nearby LaGuardia and JFK airports, as well as at Newark, where video shows a terminal flooded by rainwater. A Japanese court on Thursday sentenced a 90-year-old former senior government official to 5 years in prison for a 2019 car accident which killed a 3-year-old girl and her mother, a high-profile case in the fast-aging country where elderly drivers have become a safety concern. The Tokyo District Court convicted the former top official at the Trade and Industry Ministry of negligence, resulting in death and injury. His wife, who was a passenger in the car, was among 9 people injured in the accident. There was no evidence that he applied the brakes before his car hit the victims at a speed of 96 kilometers per hour at a crosswalk in downtown Tokyo, according to the court. The government in recent years has stepped up safety awareness campaigns for elderly drivers, including offering driving lessons, promoting use of cars with additional safety features, and encouraging older people to return their licenses. About 17% of Tokyo's traffic accidents last year involved elderly drivers, according to police. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.